Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The text for this morning comes from Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. And when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it, and some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And some fell along thorns, and those thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded a hundredfold." As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in a time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, there are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, there are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. Fellow redeemed, let us talk about farming. How would you farm on the crooked mountains? It is hard to plow and it's difficult to make suitable for farming. It reminds me of home. In Nepal, we don't have much flat land, so we terrace the mountains by cutting the slopes into steps, and we put fertilizers on it and we farm on it. And people still do conventional farming on those mountains. And everyone knows that if you plant seed in a barren or rocky areas, you don't get good returns. It would be the waste of the seed. As you read the text, we see there are different kinds of land. Let us consider the first three. The first kind of land is a path which is not fertile and does not receive seed in it. This soil type depicts the class who harden their hearts through committing sin steadfastly. Among them are the self-righteous Pharisees. The second kind is rocky, which does not have adequate water and fertility to grow a plant. In this category also belong those who shout today, "Hosanna," and tomorrow, "Crucify him." People in this category are brought to faith, sometimes make good resolutions, but they return the same time, the contrariness of their heart, unbroken heart, like rocks. The third kind is the one in which plant cannot get mature, because the thorns that choke it. These are the people who are brought to faith, but in cares of life cannot give their riches and pleasures and all favorite things for their faith. They love the earthly things so much that they would rather fall from their faith. This is a group of people like the rich young man who longed for salvation. At the same time, he desired to retain his old nature that loves physical riches. He loves his possessions, greater than God. These three kinds of land depict the picture of our hearts. You and I keep breaking commandments constantly too. Our thoughts and ways were by nature just like Pharisees. By nature your hearts remain rocky too. Your sinful hearts can cause your faith dry up, so you would not repent for your sins, neither receive the message. At times renunciation and suffering call out our door, then these trials can become to us a rock of offense which hinders further progress and leads to a fall from grace. You and I would by nature fit in these categories and not suitable for the Word of God. And we by our own would disregard everything that God has to offer. He offers you the gospel and tells you that whoever believes in Him will live, but your old Adam always disregards it because of sin. Sinful mind does not receive the Word and cannot believe in God. The Word of God says that who do not bear fruit will be burned in unquenchable fire. Therefore, the consequence of sin is death, which you and I deserve. We could not find any hope and comfort within us. However, there is a great comfort and hope which we can find in our Lord, who can change your resistant heart to receive the Word of God. The seed is sown for all people, but God plants that seed into our hearts. You and I were by nature like the first three kind of land. We were unproductive and unfertile and dry. Spiritually, you and I were dead. God quickens you, ignites faith in your hearts, and prepares your heart to receive the gospel. The gospel is this: Jesus came to the world to save you. He kept all commandments for you and lived a righteous life on behalf of you. He died for your sins, and on the third day He rose from the dead and ensures you eternal life. God converts your resistant heart to be receptive through the works of the Holy Spirit. God sends His disciples and believers to preach the Word for your salvation. God causes you to grow and sustains you in faith and strengthens you by the means of grace. Although the Word of God is given for everyone, not all people believe in God because they reject the Word. As our Lord gives us growth, He also enables us to bear fruit of faith. As you hear the Word, it empowers you, strengthens you, and makes you sincere to God, and all these things lead you to grow the spirit in spirit, and you will bear abundant 100-fold fruit, which is the result of your faith in Christ. The fruit of the Spirit as listed in the Bible, we see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How is the fire on the mountains, on the crooked mountains? There are a lot of people having such kind of hearts all over the world, and God wants to save all of them. Now, God terraces the hearts of people and then makes them suitable for farming and sends you to sow the seed of gospel. As you are saved by the grace of God, He also sends you to sow the gospel. So you could go out and sow the seed of gospel in the hearts of different kinds of people, and it's God who does create faith in their hearts so that they can receive the Word of God. Now I would like to say that please go out there and share the gospel, sow the Word of God. May God give you this desire to carry out this mission. Amen. We will sing hymn 52, verses 1 and 2.